raw eggs, and this female mountain in the red dress, and this castle which seems to act like a magnet for the wind. This is not going to go down as one of my best plays, I know that much.
How much did you say we were going to pay you?
Said the Duchess.
I think you mentioned another 100 silver pieces, said Howell.
Worth every penny, said the Duke.
Howell left hurriedly before the Duchess could start to bargain, but he felt he'd gladly pay something to be out of this place. Bijou, he thought. Gods, how could anyone like a kingdom like this? The fool waited in the meadow with the lake. He stared wistfully at the sky and wondered where the hell McGrat was. This was, she said, their place. The fact that a few dozen cows also shared it at the moment didn't appear to make any difference. She turned up in a green dress and a filthy temper.
What's all this about a play? She said.
The fool sagged onto a willow log.
Aren't you glad to see me? He said.
Well, yes, of course. Now, this play. My lord wants something to convince people that he is the rightful king of Lancre. Himself, mostly, I think.
Is that why you went to the city?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
The fool sat calmly. Would you prefer the Duchess's approach? He said. She thinks they ought to kill everyone. She's good at that sort of thing. And then there'd be fighting and everything. Lots of people would die anyway. This way might be easier.
Oh, where's your spunk, man?
Pardon?
Don't you want to die nobly for a just cause?
I'd much rather live quietly, for one. All right for you witches. You can do what you like, but I'm circumscribed, said the fool.
McGrat sat down beside him.
Find out all about this play, Granny had ordered. Go and talk to that jingling friend of yours.
She'd replied, he's very loyal. He might not tell me anything.
And Granny had said,
this is no time for half measures. If you have to, seduct him.
When's this play going to be, then? She said, moving closer.
Marry, I'm not sure I'm allowed to tell you, said the fool.
The Duke said to me, he said, don't tell the witches that it's tomorrow night.
I shouldn't then, agreed McGrat.
At 8 o'clock.
I see.
But meet me for a sherry beforehand at 7:30, if Faith.
I expect you shouldn't tell me who is invited either, said McGrat.
That's right. Most of the dignitaries of Lancre. You understand I'm not telling you this.
That's right, said McGrat.
But I think you have a right to know what it is you're not being told.
Good point. Is there still that little gate around the back that leads to the kitchens?
The one that is often left unguarded?
Yes. Oh, we hardly ever guard it these days.
Do you think there might be someone guarding it around 8 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, I might be there.
Good.
The fool pushed away the wet nose of an inquisitive cow.
The Duke will be expecting you, he added.
You said he said we weren't to know.
He said I mustn't tell you, but he also said they'll come anyway. I hope they do.
Strange, really. He seemed to be in a very good mood when he said it.
Can I see you after the show?
Is that all he said?
Oh, there was something about showing witches their future. I didn't understand it. I really would like to see you after the show. You know I bought...
I think I might be washing my hair, said McGrat vaguely. Excuse me, I really ought to be going.
Yes, but I brought you this pres... said the fool vaguely, watching her departing figure.
He sagged as she disappeared between the trees and looked down at the necklace wound tightly between his nervous fingers. It was, he had to admit, terribly tasteless, but it was the sort of thing she liked, all silver and skulls. It had cost him too much. A cow, misled by his horns, stuck its tongue in his ear. It was true, the fool thought. Witches did do unpleasant things to people.